Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 90 for the week of September 29th, 2008. We begin this week with a news release issued by CIFCO Applied Surface Concepts in Independence, Ohio. CIFCO Applied Surface Concepts has developed a process to selectively brush plate adherent deposits onto titanium 6-4 and titanium 6-6-2 to improve the surface properties of localized areas on components for either OEM or repair applications. The technology optimizes the adhesion of the deposit to titanium alloys by effective removal of titanium's passive oxide and micro-roughening to increase surface area. Brush-plated deposits consistently meet the adhesion requirements of AMS 2451 and ASTM B571 with no hydrogen embrittlement per GM 3661P. With an adherent base layer of nickel, many additional deposits can be selectively plated to a precise thickness for preparation for brazing, improved wear resistance, improved corrosion protection, better lubricity, increased hardness, increased conductivity, resizing, and refurbishing. These additional deposits can range from soft and hard nickels to coppers, tin, and zinc to silver, gold, and platinum. Excellent adhesion is obtained without the use of hydrofluoric acid in the process or heat treatment after plating. To view the full news release, please visit CIFCO's WorldLink listings in the Equipment and Job Shops directories. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on September 25th, Southwest United Industries, a leader in aerospace plating and anodizing, located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is seeking a chemist responsible for sampling, analysis, control, and maintenance of all processing and process-related chemical solutions before, during, and after production use as required to comply with company, customer, and government requirements, guidelines, and regulation. Successful candidate must have 3 years experience in metal finishing and a Bachelor of Science in chemistry or related field. For more information on this position, as well as all of the available positions, please visit the Help Wanteds directory. Here's the calendar of events through October 19th. On September 29th, the Orange County branch of the AESF will have their 44th annual Gary Stuckey Golf Tournament at Alta Vista Country Club in Placentia, California. On October 8th, the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF will have their last monthly dinner meeting of the year at Barnaby's Restaurant in Tukwila, Washington. The meeting topic will be, Are You Truly Saving Money on Your Waste Treatment Process? With speaker Barbara Smithson of PSC. On October 10th through the 12th, Metal Finishing Association of Northern California, formerly Surface Technology Association, will have their fall outing at the Peppermill Resort, Spa, and Casino in Reno, Nevada. On October 11th and 12th, Iran Plating 2008 will take place in Tehran, Iran. On October 14th through the 27th, the National Association for Surface Finishing will take a 14-day trade tour of China, traveling from Beijing to Shanghai. On October 15th, Metal Finishing Association of Southern California will have their continuing education seminar and monthly dinner meeting at Stevens Steakhouse in Commerce, California. On October 15th and 16th, AESF Foundation will hold a zinc and zinc alloy plating course instructed by Ray Dargis, CEF3, in Cleveland, Ohio. Also on October 15th and 16th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in Dordrecht, Holland. On October 17th, Shot Peening Workshop, organized by Metal Finishing News, will take place in São Paulo, Brazil. And on October 17th through the 19th, AESF Mid-Atlantic Regional Meeting, including golf, education, and Saturday night dinner, will take place at Lancaster Host Resort and Conference Center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week, but stay tuned next week for our interview with Martin Strauss of ChemPlate Industries in Illinois to update us on thermal diffusion zinc coatings. Until next time, thanks for joining us.